Showtime presents. In association with Hallmark Entertainment. A Save the Animals production. A Timothy Bond film. A herd of wild elephants. Words appear. The ivory tusks of a mature elephant are worth $15,000 on the black market. Despite a worldwide ban on ivory trading, Zimbabwe loses hundreds of elephants each year to poachers. Men hidden in the long grass watch the elephants as they graze. Men stand and raise their rifles. One aims at an elephant's head. White elephants roar in the darkness as the poachers open fire on them. A man with long dark hair takes aim and fires. A baby elephant runs away. A train crosses a ravine. Credits: Gregory Harrison. Title: Running Wild. Jones, Brooke Nevin, Themba Ndaba, Manyaradze Kanaventi. A teenage girl reads on the train while a younger boy looks out of the window.
Ange, look! Sable right out in the open!
The girl looks up at the animals, then goes back to reading. The boy shakes his head. Simon McCorkindale as Walton Baden-Smythe. A dark-haired man sits at their tables with drinks.
Dad, you missed it. There were 100 sable out there.
More like 10.
More than that. I can't believe you missed it, Dad.
Sure, we'll see lots of sable while we're here, son. We'll be living right in the middle of the game reserve.
But these were the first ones I saw.
Ignores them as he looks at some paperwork and makes notes. The boy looks at Angela, then back out of the window. Music by Lawrence Schrag. Edited by Bill Goddard. A steam train pulls into a country station. Director of photography, Buster Reynolds. Produced by Michael L. Games. A sign on the platform reads Pwangi Junction. People waiting stand up. Executive producer, Harry Allen Towers. The train stops and passengers disembark. Written by Peter Welbeck. Directed by Timothy Bond. The man and his children walk along the platform. A man approaches.
Major Robinson?
Yes.
I'm Ngoy, senior park ranger. Welcome to Wange, Major.
Nice to meet you, Ngoy. And it's Matt.
A blonde woman joins them.
Oh, please excuse me. Allow me to introduce Rachel Thompson. Rachel manages the Wange Animal Clinic and Orphanage. She was kind enough to give me a ride into town today.
It really was no problem. I was picking up supplies for the clinic.
Well, I really appreciate it. Really do.
Father?
What am I doing? These are my children. This is Nicholas.
Nice to meet you.
Hi.
And Angela.
Charmed.
It's nice to meet you too.
So, did you have a pleasant journey on our great iron horse?
It was cool, I guess.
Of course it was cool, Ange.
Nicholas, my name is Angela, as you very well know. Letting you call me Angie is already a major concession, and that's as far as I'm willing to go.
Women.
Nicholas?
Sorry.
Major, your helicopter has arrived at the airport, and Rachel will give us a ride there.
Good.
I almost forgot the ice cream.
Ice cream?
Yes, my son Isaac simply can't live without it, but it's not easy to find in the bush. I always bring him some when I come into town, so please excuse me.
No ice cream?
Kids, this may be your last chance for ice cream for a while. Why don't you go with Ngoy, and I'll go get the bags.
I'll come with you. I still need to pick up my supplies.
Great.
Rachel comes out of the station carrying a long cardboard box, and Matt carries two large hold-alls.
Oh, boy. This is Angie's. Angela's. She's obviously decided that Angie is a little too childish for a woman of her age.
How old is she?
14.
I remember 14. I thought it was very sophisticated. It's a phase.
That's a relief. How long does it last?
Couple of years.
Great.
That flight across the Atlantic is really a killer, isn't it?
Oh, 24 hours. And then the Harari last night. Been on the train ever since. That's where I was wondering which was more dangerous, the animals out there or the two I brought on board. So, how long have you been in Africa?
5 years. I came here straight from veterinary college back in Toronto. But Zimbabwe's home now. I love it here.
I can see why.
So, will your wife be joining you later?
I lost my wife a few years ago. That's part of the reason why we're here. It's difficult being father and mother, especially when you're in the service. You tend to lose track of things. I lost track of my kids. So I opted for an early out, and when the offer came through for this job, I accepted it on one condition. That we stay together as a family.
So you came here hoping to get to know your kids again?
Yes, ma'am, that's exactly what I'm hoping.
Matt walks back to the station as Ngoy comes out.
They still there?
Just on the left.
Nicholas! Nicholas, stop hiding! This isn't funny!
Angela searches the crowded platform holding two ice creams. A white horse rears up and scares her.
Whoa, boy. Whoa, whoa. Easy. Calm down. Easy now. Easy.
All right,
boy. Calm, calm. Calm, calm. Abdullah, good boy.
Abdullah. Calm down. All right. All right.
Boy.
See?
Good boy. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Good boy.
Angela watches the man calm the horse.
Good boy. Good boy, Abdullah. Philip?
Yes, sir.
She stares as the well-dressed, bearded man climbs into the saddle.
My apologies, my dear. Abdullah has an eye for a beautiful woman. Makes him forget himself.
Yeah, boy.
He rides off.
Goodbye!
Angela lowers her sunglasses.
Wow.
Out in a dried field, people go about their work, and a woman carries a baby in a papoose on her back. A helicopter and two small planes sit nearby. Matt speaks to Ngoy and another man, then climbs into the helicopter.
Coming here on the train, I saw her disabled.
You did?
Uh-huh. You know, my dad was in the Air Force. He flew jets.
Did he really?
Yeah, he was a major. We lived near Washington, D.C.
You know, I think you're gonna like it here. Zimbabwe's a very exciting place.
Yeah, I guess.
Okay, everybody, jump in.
Nicholas and Angela get in the back, and Goy sits up front with Matt.
Now we have wings.
Sure, I can't interest you in a ride?
Oh, thanks, I'll pass.
Maybe another time.
Yeah. Maybe. You should come visit us at the clinic sometime. You'd have fun.
Are you near our camp?
It's an hour or so by road. Less if you're in a hurry. Come and see me. Dad, what are you waiting for?
Well, we'll be seeing you.
Come on, Dad!
Bye.
Bye. Goodbye, Nicholas.
Bye, Miss Thompson.
Bye, Angela. See you, Angela.
Bye.
When the door is shut, Nicholas hits Angela on the arm. Rachel steps back with the wind from the helicopter blowing her hair. She watches and waves as they take off. The helicopter turns and flies away. Matt flies low along the flat, dry grass. Then they rise up over a rocky hill covered in green trees and out into a wide open green plain. Angela reads her magazine while Nicholas looks out.
Hey, look at that!
A herd of zebra.
Look, Dad, zebras!
Matt smiles as he flies the helicopter and looks around. They turn and climb, flying over a forest of green trees that rise up from the parched land, glades of white sand and earth amongst them. bolts of water and back over the land. And Goy points ahead.
Look at that! Jor-El!
Look how tall they are!
Yep, I've never seen them from up here.
The giraffe lope through the spindly trees. Angela watches with interest, but when Nicholas turns to her, she looks back at her magazine and yawns. They fly over a herd of running wildebeest and a herd of gazelle, then some stampeding water buffalo.
This is Zambezi. And over there on the other side is Zambia.
They fly over a wide river.
How big is Wangi National Park, Dad?
He's been practicing how to say Wangi all morning.
Shut up, Angie!
You shut up, Nikki!
It's all your fault!
Hey, come on! You're missing the view! Park is Zimbabwe's largest, right, Ngoy?
Yeah, it's over 5,000 square miles.
How many elephants are there?
I'm not sure, son, but in Zimbabwe altogether, there's nearly 100,000 elephants.
What, are you gonna count them all?
That's one of my jobs, Angela.
You quit the Air Force to count elephants?
I didn't quit, son. I retired. I'm working for the United Nations now on loan to the International Wildlife Organization. I'll be keeping track of the movement of the elephants from the air with Ngoy.
Who's very pleased to have you here?
They fly past a baby elephant who has a bleeding wound above its front leg.
Hey, we're there already. Just up ahead, Major.
It's Matt.
Matt.
There it is, kids.
A campsite.
What do you think? Home sweet home.
What's it gonna be like living in a tent?
Uncomfortable.
Pessimist. Camp living in Africa gives you almost all the comforts of home. Almost.
People come out and wave as the helicopter approaches.
Over here!
Pale shorts and a striped t-shirt runs towards the landing helicopter, followed by two rangers in khaki green. A man stands under a shelter cooking. The boy waves as he approaches the helicopter. Matt pulls down a lever on the helicopter's roof, and the blades stop turning. The boy watches as Ngoy gets out first.
Isaac!
Dad!
The ice cream. Ah, this is great, Isaac. 10 minutes from the airport to here. The answer to all our problems.
I know. The door's broken or something.
Matt opens the door for Angela.
Could have done it myself, Dad.
Thanks.
Ngoy and Isaac watch them.
Welcome to Manzo, my home and yours.
Thank you. It looks wonderful.
Oh, my son Isaac. Say hello, Isaac.
Hello, Isaac. This is my son Nicholas.
Hello.
And?
Excuse me, can you please be careful with that?
Yes.
Matt raises his eyebrows at Ngoy. They walk through camp.
That's where we prepare our meals. We eat in there. Isaac and myself stay in that tent.
When do we get to meet some elephants?
Well, tonight if you wish.
Really?
It's been a long dry season. Anywhere you can find water, you'll find elephants.
Can we go tonight, Dad?
Well, this is where you'll be staying.
A large tent.
Great. To work out nicely.
Come on, Dad. Please, we can see elephants.
I don't see why not.
All right.
I think I might just take a bath.
Angela looks at a man showering.
I mean a shower.
A shower? We can see an elephant. A real elephant, right up close. And you want to take a shower?
Elephants. Seen one? You've seen them all.
The Land Cruiser is quite capable of carrying 5. But of course, it won't be very comfortable.
Well, we didn't come to Africa to be comfortable. Come on, let's go.
Yeah!
Angela sits down on the tent's veranda.
Angela? You sure you don't want to go?
Oh, well. I suppose my shower can wait.
Matt smiles as she runs over. They drive through open country.
Not exactly a freeway, Major. But if we're to see the elephants, we must arrive before dark.
At the river, a large herd of elephants makes its way across one stretch of water while others walk over grass.
Wow, they're everywhere. Is it like this every night?
Only in the dry season. When the rains come, they will leave. See how they greet each other? These elephants are like a family. They're very faithful and very smart.
I can't believe how big they are.
They can grow to as much as 6.5 tons, and their tusks weigh hundreds of pounds.
You know a lot about elephants.
Better to understand something that big when he lives in your front garden.
That's Zambia, isn't it?
Yes, across the Zambezi River, where the poachers come from.
Poachers?
Unfortunately, the ivory on our large friend's tusks makes them very attractive on the black market. We lose many elephants every year to illegal hunting.
Can't you stop the poachers?
We try, but the border is very long. My territory stretches from here to the Dande River.
Dande? That's a funny name for a river.
You know, maybe I can help with the helicopter. I'll be covering the whole park in my studies, and I don't intend to just stand by and let poachers ruin things. So, when do we start?
Tomorrow morning?
It's a deal.
They shake hands. A baby elephant stands between an adult elephant's legs. Driving back at night.
Is anyone hungry?
I sure am.
I
want to
look.
It's
the same spot on the river each night.
What sort of food will we eat?
So all I have to do is wait for them to show up. Just blow them away.
Exactly, Major. They take the tusks, ears, and feet, and leave the rest
to the sun. Look, a baby elephant!
The wounded baby.
It's hurt.
It's a gunshot wound.
Damn, poachers?
I'm afraid so.
Be careful. She's very afraid and much heavier than you.
I'm not gonna hurt her.
She doesn't know that.
Isaac's right. She could be dangerous. Please, be careful.
Hello. Hi.
Be careful.
Hey. Shh. Hey, you. Oh, Dandy. That's your name, isn't it?
And you're crazy.
The baby elephant backs away from Angela, then steps towards her.
You're scared, aren't you, Dandy?
She puts her hand out.
Calm, Dandy, calm.
Incredible. Child is a gift.
You don't know where your mother is, do you? Well, don't worry. I know how you feel. And I'll never let anything happen to you. I promise. I promise, Dandy.
She trusts you.
What are we gonna do about her?
Isaac said elephants stick together like a family. We can't leave her here alone.
Nicholas is right. She's badly wounded. If we leave her here for the night, she won't last till the morning. The night's not too kind to the wounded.
We can take her to the clinic. The
clinic's too far to reach in the dark. But she can stay at the camp tonight.
They drive back in the dark with Dandy standing in the back of the 4x4. At the camp, Dandy's wound has been bandaged up. Angela lies beside her, fast asleep.
We've done what we can. We can only hope.
No, it's all right. Let's leave her.
Matt puts a blanket over Angela while she sleeps.
I'm sure Dandy will be all right. She has an angel watching over her.
Matt kisses Angela on the cheek, then adjusts the blanket. Isaac joins them.
Can I stay, Father?
Yeah, sure.
Matt and Ngoy leave. Isaac clears a place on the table near Dandy and lies down under his blanket.
Good night, Ngoy.
Good night, Matt.
Good night, Dandy.
Dandy lies in a corner of the room with Angela on one side and Isaac on the other. In the bedroom, Matt works at a desk while Nicholas sits up in bed.
What's the matter, Nikki?
I was just thinking.
About what?
You think you'll be a major again someday, Dad?
I'll always be a major, son. They don't take away your rank when you retire.
No, I mean, do you think you'll fly jets again? You know, go back into the Air Force?
I don't think so. I think I'm gonna like my new job. And spending more time with you.
Yeah. You're a hero. Weren't you, Dad?
Matt looks round at Nicholas and puts down his pen. He turns to face him.
I guess that depends on how you look at it.
Nicholas lowers his eyes.
I guess it does.
Good night, son.
In the morning, a ranger runs to the helicopter. An older local woman sits outside with Dandy and mixes a paste to put on the elephant's wound. Angela and Isaac stand behind her and watch.
Is your grandmother a doctor?
Sort of. She is very wise.
Will Dandy be okay?
She is very weak. But she has a strong heart and a strong soul. Simuka, Nike. Simuka. Simuka, Dandy. Simuka.
Dandy stands up with the white bandage tied around her. Angela goes to stand beside her.
How'd you do that?
I spoke to her in her language, the language of the bush.
Isaac watches.
Go ahead, give her your hands.
Isaac's grandmother takes hold of Angela's hands and closes her eyes.
You two are strong of heart and soul. Stronger than you think.
She leaves.
What did she mean, Isaac?
I don't know. Sometimes even I cannot comprehend what she means.
Angela smiles.
Ngoy, what's our status?
Major, I've been thinking. Dandy's gunshot wound, it's fresh. If we can find her family, then we'll get the poachers.
Any ideas?
Well, we'd keep track of all the families in the reserve. And all the elephants are tagged with transmitters. And we locate them with this. According to the rangers here, we're out of touch with one family.
Let's see if we can find them.
Nicholas! Can we take off yet?
A-OK, Dad!
We're ready to go.
If we're lucky, we might be able to intercept the poachers just before they cross the river into Zambia.
Dad, what about Dandy?
We better get her to the clinic.
Right. Vakomana, and decide Dandy go clinic.
Sakanak.
I don't know, son. That may be a pretty rough ride. But if you don't mind a few bumps and bruises, then...
All right!
Nicholas runs to the helicopter while Angela and Isaac take Dandy to the truck. Matt flies up over the nearby trees. Nicholas sits in the back and looks out as they fly over Angela and Isaac in the Jeep, with Dandy and a driver.
There they go!
Isaac and Angela wave back.
Hi!
Is she all right, Isaac?
She's unhappy, but it is much too far for her to walk.
Do you know the way, Martin?
There is only one way.
Then go faster.
This place is so big. How are we gonna find them?
These are elephants, my boy. How could we miss them? Head east, follow the river.
Nicholas watches out of the window as they fly over a narrow island in the river. Ngoy uses his scanner.
There. That signal is from a herd at the east end of the park. We heard from the family yesterday. Down there.
How can you hear from an elephant?
Well, see for yourself.
Nicholas listens.
It's beeping.
The transmitter on the elephant sends out a steady signal. That's what you're hearing. When the poachers strike, all they take away is the feet, the ivory, and anything else they hope they can sell.
Including a radio transmitter?
It's possible.
A white 4x4 speeds along a dirt track with some tusks in the back. Three men sit in the front.
Look at these elephant heels, boys. Someone's gonna get a nice piece of luggage. I'm talking dollars!
The transmitter lies in the back amongst the bloody tusks and feet.
They're beeping, it's getting louder!
They spot the Jeep down on the dusty road.
Do you think they're poachers?
I don't know.
Ngoy uses binoculars.
They look scared, like they want to get away.
Yep, they're poachers all right. The truck is full. So what's the plan? Well, there's an army post upriver, 30 miles away. We could alert them to send down a patrol. But by the time it arrives, the poachers could be across the river safely back in Zambia.
Where we can't touch them.
Where we cannot touch them.
I'm going down for a closer look. Hang on.
Matt banks the helicopter and flies down towards the Jeep.
What is that? Chopper.
Chopper, right?
What is that, a ranger?
Okay. It's going away. It's going away.
It's going away, yeah.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it? Keep it smooth.
Matt flies the helicopter around, and they approach the Jeep from behind.
He's coming back. Huh? Move, move, move! Just move!
Yeah.
How far does this thing go?
Get him,
head towards the trees. We'll lose him in the cover.
Right.
They drive fast.
Go, go, go!
Matt flies above them.
Hold right here, hold right!
Jeep speeds along the dirt track, throwing up dust behind it. Matt flies above it as the Jeep drives in amongst the trees and under the canopy.
They disappeared!
Damn! There's gotta be something we can do.
They must have a boat hidden somewhere. Large enough to carry the ivory and their truck. They won't leave that behind.
At the Hwangi Animal Clinic and Orphanage, Rachel comes out to meet Dandy and the others.
Here we go, Dandy. Hang on, she's starting to eat.
They pull up.
Look at the way she's eating.
They radioed ahead. Told us you're on your way.
Rachel climbs up.
How's her breathing?
It's a little badly.
Like there's a marble inside of her rolling around?
Yeah, just like that.
Is she a name yet?
Dandy.
Dandy, that's a good name. You're Dandy.
There's a girl.
Come up. Well, there's no internal bleeding. That's a good sign. Good. Isaac, here comes your Uncle Abraham. He's also my partner.
Where is he?
Daddy.
Will Dandy be okay?
That's what Abraham's gonna tell us. He knows a lot more about elephants than I do.
Isaac and Angela watch as Abraham lifts up the dressing on Dandy's wound.
This wound looks pretty nasty. Elephants are tough, but our friend here is very young and a little weak. Let's see.
Let's get her into the treatment compound.
Okay. She'll get off the truck. Just watch.
Yes, come on, Dandy. Here you go, darling. Shh. Good girl.
Angela jumps out, and Dandy steps down off the Jeep onto a small wooden ramp.
Good girl.
Come on, Dandy. Come on,
girl. They lead her inside.
Angela, I'd like to show you the orphanage.
Oh, but I'd really like to.
You can trust Abraham. Dandy's in the best possible hands.
The poachers drive up to a small wooden jetty by the river.
Come on, get out. Move, move, get out.
Two get out.
Don't stand and look. Come on, come on. Take the gun.
They uncover a small boat that's been camouflaged with grass.
Jump, jump, jump.
The Jeep's driven onto the boat.
Whoa.
Matt flies the helicopter over land and along the wide river. And Goy sits in the front and looks out.
Hey, look!
They spot the poacher's white Jeep on the boat, being steered through a small channel of water and into the main river. Matt flies above them and to the side. He and Ngoy watch the poachers.
When they reach the middle of the river, they'll be out of Zimbabwe, as free as birds. That boat's very overloaded. It's low in the water, you see that?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think, Ngoy?
Well, you're the pilot, Major.
Yeah, but you're the boss. Then let's go for it.
Awesome!
Matt flies behind some rocks, then banks back round towards the Jeep. The poachers are sitting on the boat, resting, when they spot the helicopter approach. Matt straightens up and flies straight towards them, low over the water.
Move, move! Get us out of here!
Matt keeps low.
Nicholas, get down!
Nicholas lies on the floor in the back. Matt flies the helicopter right up to the Jeep so that they're almost touching. The lead poacher shouts at his crew.
Faster!
Matt touches the helicopter's runners to the roof.
Come on, move!
He uses the helicopter to push the boat down.
Bail!
The poachers bail.
Bail!
The runners to push the sides of the boat below the water.
Son of a move it! Oh my God!
Of crocodiles sunbathing on the riverbank climb into the water. The boat and jeep begin to sink. Poachers jump off. Matt flies away as another crocodile crawls off the bank. Matt flies away from the poachers and along the river. Nicholas looks out of the window.
That's what you get for messing with my dad!
Okay. I'll tell them.
That was the coolest. Absolutely,
thanks.
Positively the coolest.
The coolest, huh? I guess I'm doing all right.
Success. If our friends manage to outswim those hungry crocodiles, there'll be a small welcoming committee waiting for them. The Zimbabwean army.
Let's hope the word gets around to the other poachers.
Congratulations, Major. I should say Matt.
That's more like it.
Matt flies over the river. Rachel walks through the orphanage with Angela and Isaac.
These are baboons.
They're so cute.
Yeah. This one's my favorite. This is Michelle.
Hello, Michelle.
Hi.
People take in baby baboons they think have been lost or abandoned in the wild, and they do make adorable pets when they're young. But when they grow up, they get pretty big, and they can get really rambunctious. So people end up asking us to take their baboons. And can you imagine Michelle rummaging around your bedroom?
Will she live here forever?
No, they stay with us for a year or so, just until they get used to being around other baboons. Then we'll return them to the wild, where they belong. Bye, guys.
Bye.
They approach another enclosure.
Brown hyena. These are very rare, almost extinct, actually. Do you see them?
No, where are they?
I see one.
Where?
On that high rock.
Oh, yeah.
A dog with large ears.
There's another one. They're almost invisible.
That's their camouflage, their protective coloring. There are three of them, though.
There's the third one. He's so cute.
Hello?
Hello?
They don't care much for humans, though. That one was caught in a trap by a farmer.
Why? That's so cruel.
Well, these three were a pack that were feeding on his cattle. So rather than kill them, he called us. What we're hoping to do is breed them and then release them in the bush.
Wild cats pace by a fence.
It's lunchtime, huh?
Yeah, go ahead.
Angela, Isaac, and Rachel feed them milk from bottles through the fence.
No.
These three are orphans. Poachers got their mother.
Poor babies.
Well, they're safe with us.
Here you go.
Almost done.
They stop feeding.
Oh, here, I want to show you. These ones over here are just a year old.
They sure grow fast.
Yeah, they sure do. And the other ones back over there, behind there, they're a couple of years old. See how the cages are side by side? It's important to introduce the babies to the other lines right away. If they're more than a month or two old, then the pride can reject them as a threat. So we let them get to know each other gradually through the wire, and then we can put them together.
Will you release them?
Yeah, that's the idea. We're forming our own pride of 9 or 10 lions. We'll release them in a year or two. We'll have to find a place that's completely wild, though, somewhere far away from humans, because these guys are so used to us, they might just as easily wander into a farmer's house to say hello.
I knew I would find you here. Good news. Dandy will be just fine. Just leave the rascal with us for a couple of weeks, and then she should be fit as a fiddle.
Couple of weeks?
Well, she could do most of her recovery at your camp, but you must take very good care of her and follow all my instructions.
No problem.
And keep a close eye on her. She misses her family. If you let her loose, she'll go looking for them.
We won't let her out of our sight.
Give us a few days to fix her up and she's all yours.
Yes! All right!
Angela and Isaac high five. Two lions watch them. Angela and Isaac walk amongst the trees.
So how long have you lived at the camp?
My father was posted there for 2 years. We've lived there for about a year now.
Then what do you do for school?
Oh, watch this!
Isaac pokes a termite mound.
Oh, gross. That's disgusting.
A lioness stalks them.
These bugs provide food for a lot of different animals. And they all...
They look at the lioness.
Don't move!
The man from the station.
Look her straight in the eye. Don't flinch. Don't even move a muscle.
Angela and Isaac stare at the lioness as she moves towards them, then lies down. The bearded man raises his rifle and takes aim. He shoots the rock and she runs away.
There you go. No harm done.
Angela stares at the man.
I'm sorry, my beauty, but you are frightening an old friend of mine. We have met before, haven't we?
He walks on. Isaac waves his hand in front of Angela's face to stop her staring, and they go after him.
Rachel! You wouldn't believe it! This lion almost ate us alive, but he saved us!
Nonsense! That house cat would have been no match for you, young lady. Rachel, my dear.
Hello.
Good to see you. Abraham.
Good afternoon.
Well, it appears you've already met our guests. Perhaps I should introduce them. Isaac is Ngoy's son, and this is Angela Robinson. Her father's here studying the elephants. Angela, Mr. Walton Baden-Smythe.
Charmed and thankful.
He kisses her hand.
Welcome to Zimbabwe, Angela. I've heard a good deal of your father. He sounds like a great man. Whenever I travel this way, I always bring a little lunch for the clinic staff. I do hope you'll join us.
They sit.
I don't know about you, Angela, but a close encounter of the feline kind does wonders for the appetite.
They all sit at a long table draped with a white cloth and laid out with plates of food.
What's going on to you? Just acting like a lady.
So, Angela, I understand that you have a brother.
Oh, yes. I'm afraid I do. His name is Nicholas. My father and I just don't know what to do with him. He's a bit rude.
A bit rude, is he? Well, not so rude, I hope, as to decline an invitation. But I'd like to invite your father together with both of you to be my guest at Victoria Falls. And Rachel, of course. I hope you'll join us.
Oh, well, that depends upon my work.
I think the animals might survive one weekend without you.
Well, toast. A toast to the family Robinson and a trip to Victoria Falls.
Cheers.
Perhaps I should call the falls by their African name. Mosia Tunya, the smoke that thunders.
The smoke that thunders. That's beautiful.
Ah, there are many beautiful things in Zimbabwe, Angela.
So, Angela, what do you think? We've shown you most of our patients and orphans.
Of every size, age and breed. We never refuse sanctuary to a wild animal. Thanks to Mr. Smythe.
Nonsense, Abraham. You know there are plenty of other benefactors.
But none as generous as you, Walton.
Afterwards, Isaac climbs into the jeep. Angela walks with Rachel.
Well, I hope you come back and visit any time.
We will. And I hope you'll take good care of Dandy.
Of course I will.
Angela turns away, then looks back.
Rachel, you know, back at the airport, I was rude.
No, you weren't.
No, terrible. I was. It's just that... I still miss my mother. I'm sorry.
Rachel puts a hand to Angela's face.
Apology accepted.
Angela nods and smiles tearfully, then gets in the jeep.
And don't worry about Dandy, she'll be fine. I'll even bring her back to you myself when she's better.
I'd like that. And I think my dad would too.
Rachel smiles as she watches them drive off into the trees. Rachel waves and rubs the back of her head, still smiling. The sun sits low above the river in a pink and orange sky. A small herd of zebra stands by the bank, with a lone elephant approaching. Another zebra walks with two water buffaloes. Three small hyenas nervously approach the water's edge. An adult zebra herds its foal, and a group of elephants stand together. Daytime, and a 4x4 approaches camp, with Dandy standing in the back. Matt's working on top of the helicopter.
Hey, look who's here.
Matt looks.
Angie!
I think you have a visitor.
Rachel waves as she approaches the camp. Angela throws a blanket down and runs to meet them.
Dandy!
Hop on!
Hello, Miss Angela. I brought Dandy back.
Hi, Dandy. Hi. Do they take good care of you?
She's feeling much better.
Matt watches them pull in. He joins Rachel and watches as Angela and Isaac hose Dandy down in her wooden corral.
You're a good elephant.
Hey, what's that, Dandy?
You're good.
You like the water?
You like that water, don't you?
Rachel smiles and looks at Matt. Dandy sprays water out of her trunk. The sun sets in a red sky. At night, around the campfire.
He was so shocked. He died for the second time. And went to heaven.
Sometime or other, you find
when he reached the gates of heaven.
Where you come from.
Really?
He was taken
on the seasons change.
Matt's cooking meat on a spit. When it flares up and catches fire, he grabs the spit with his bare hands and burns himself. Rachel pours water on the meat.
Rachel to the rescue.
How's your hand? Oh, it's gonna need some lotion.
Rachel runs to her Jeep. Daytime, Isaac and Nicholas go to Dandy's corral.
Yeah, I love slingshots.
Yeah, it's exactly the same. You've got to find a stick with the V in it and then you just...
How'd she do this?
Dandy!
Dandy, where is she? There she is, come on!
Dandy!
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 They go to Dandy, who's escaped. Nighttime. Matt works at his laptop while Isaac and Nicholas play football outside. Daytime. Nicholas runs up a ridge and looks around. Isaac points to Dandy.
Nicholas! Over here!
Dandy!
They take her back.
Come on.
Matt's fixing the corral.
Come on, Dandy. Come on, girl.
Dandy.
Angela folds her arms and shakes her head as Dandy nuzzles her. At dusk, Matt stands and looks out at the red setting sun. Daytime, Matt flies the helicopter with Angela beside him. She smiles as they follow a herd of running zebra. As they veer away in the helicopter, Matt turns to look at Angela.
So, Angela, you like Africa a little better now?
I love it.
What?
I love it! But, Dad, you can call me Angie if you like.
Yeah, like Angela. You know why your mother and I chose that name?
No, why?
When you were born, I swear, you looked just like a little angel. Instead of the little devil you are now.
Dad! Hey, look, Dad, isn't that Rachel?
They look down at a Jeep stopped on the track in the middle of open country. Rachel stands by the open hood of the vehicle and looks up at the circling helicopter, shielding her eyes from the sun. She jumps into the back and waves both her arms in the air. Angela and Matt watch her from the cockpit. Rachel smiles and waves as Matt flies past right in front of her, low to the ground. A couple of black water buffalo stand nearby, swishing their tails. Rachel watches from the back of the Jeep as Matt brings the helicopter down. Two water buffalo run away, and Angela opens her door.
Come on, Rachel! I never thought I'd look forward to a ride in one of these things!
She gets in.
Just remember, you got a first-time flyer on your hands.
Matt smiles and takes off with Rachel sitting next to him and Angela in the back. Rachel smiles and looks down as they fly over a rocky rise with green trees growing out of it. The helicopter shudders, shocking Rachel. Then she laughs.
Hey, Rachel! Look! See?
Antelope.
They're gorgeous from the air, aren't they? See them, Daddy?
Back at the camp.
She's gonna keep breaking out of the corral, no matter how strongly we build it. We might as well use one of these, huh? Just in case.
Ngoy attaches a transmitter.
Yeah.
Nighttime.
Hello,
Shut up.
Hey, what are you talking about? I do.
Dinner's ready. Come and get it.
What is it?
Pasta.
Kind.
You'll love it.
I'm starving.
Me too.
Well, remember your manners.
Forget the manners. Dig in.
May I voice my appreciation to the Robinson family? Matt, Angie, and Nicholas. Isaac and I thank you for joining us here at Camp Monzo.
Our pleasure.
Yes, thank you. Come on, guys.
Oh, and hey. Rachel for cooking this lovely dinner. It smells great, Rachel.
Here,
here. Here, here.
Great.
It is great, Rachel.
Yeah. Thank you.
Is this an olive, Dad?
Yes, and you like them.
How's Dandy? She's still taking her medication?
He's doing fine, but we're almost out.
Oh, that's not a problem. I'll be picking some more up in Victoria Falls. I've got a meeting there next week with Walt and Baden Smythe.
Isaac.
I'm not looking forward to that long trip anymore. Could you pass the Parmesan, please?
Here you go.
I've got an idea. Why don't I give you a lift in the helicopter?
We could all go.
You'd love it.
Yeah, great.
Hold on. It's not up to me. It's up to Rachel.
Please, Rachel, please.
You look tired. Do you need a vacation?
Yeah. Oh, I guess that sells it. Okay, let's go.
Good.
All right.
Daytime.
Take good care of Dandy. Don't let her out of your sight. Promise?
Cross my heart.
Be back tomorrow night.
Enjoy yourselves.
Matt and Rachel smile at Ngoy, who nods and closes the helicopter door. He and Isaac step away and watch as Matt takes off. The helicopter flies away over the low trees and into the pale blue sky. Nicholas and Angela sit in the back and look out at a ravine below. They fly low along a dark blue river with low trees and shrubs on either side. Matt and Rachel smile as they approach the Victoria Falls, with torrents of white water gushing down from a wide river into a narrow gorge, the mist forming a rainbow above it.
Near the end of the dry season, so they say the falls aren't as impressive.
I'm impressed. A month or so from now, when the rains come, we wouldn't be able to fly nearly as close. The volume of water gets to be twice as great. The whole area gets enshrouded in mist.
Looks pretty dangerous to me.
Hey, Dad, has anybody ever gone over the falls in a boat?
If so, they haven't lived to tell the tale.
The gorge is full of rising white spray. Matt brings the helicopter down to land inside a white circle on a large area of green lawn. A luxury car pulls up beside it, and Walton gets out of the back, pristine in a light brown suit. He smiles and waves as he leans on the hood and waits. Matt pulls down a lever in the roof of the helicopter, and the blade stops spinning.
Welcome to Victoria Falls.
Hello, Walton.
Rachel, my dear. I am delighted that the animals gave you a stay of absence.
Mr. Smythe, Matt Robinson. Heard a great deal about you.
And I you too, Major. Angela. Your lovely daughter has told me many things. And about you too, young man. Nicholas, isn't it?
She did? Well, they're definitely all lies.
Yes, I'm sure they were. Unfortunately, I have some bad news. Some business has come up and I simply can't have dinner with you tonight.
Walton, we've come all this way.
Oh, it's the Audubon Society, my dear. I'm sure you understand.
Well, it's too bad. We're leaving tomorrow.
I'm due back at the clinic.
Well, you'll just have to stay another night.
Oh, yes, Dad, please.
Well, at least for the sake of the children, there's so much to do.
Well,
No, please. Not another word. You'll be my guest.
The car pulls up on the lawn outside a large stone and wooden building.
Good afternoon.
They all get out.
Well, I've taken care of the rooms. You'll be very comfortable here.
Oh, hold on. That's very generous, but we can't possibly accept.
Nonsense. The owner's a friend of mine. I've arranged a whole program of sightseeing for you for tomorrow, after which I'll join you for supper. Have a smashing time.
Walton leaves.
That Mr. Smythe must have a lot of cool ideas. Everybody seems to know him.
Of course he does. He's a gentleman.
They head inside, and two men carry their bags. At the falls, Nicholas stands beside a statue of a man.
Dr. Livingstone, I presume?
Matt and Rachel watch them playing by the statue.
Hey, Nicholas, look at this.
They seem like they're having fun together.
Yeah.
They've been getting along a lot better lately. And they like living at Camp Manzu. Angie actually told me she loves Africa.
Now there's a breakthrough.
I wasn't so sure at first, but I think I made the right decision bringing them out here. They're happy.
Matt watches them dance on the statue.
What about you?
I like it here, too.
Rachel smiles, and they look back at the falls. At night, Angela folds her arms, looking cross as Nicholas buys an ice cream from a man in the street.
All right.
You're gonna spoil your dinner.
Yeah, I know.
She checks his watch.
We better get back to the hotel soon. What are you, my mother?
Dad said I'm in charge. Besides, we'd only be late for Mr. Smythe's dinner.
Angela, I don't like that dude, Walton Baton Smythe.
Why? He's a real English gentleman. So intelligent and polite. And he gives lots of money to save the animals.
Well, he gives me the creeps.
Well, you would know a gentleman if you tripped over one.
Hey, look!
Four topless men play large drums that lie on the ground between their legs. Across from them, two performers dressed in white grass skirts and striped tops dance. Nicholas and Angela join a small crowd and watch. A performer wearing a large, fully covered head mask dances in front of a long puppet crocodile.
What?
Look at that guy over there, with the beady eyes. He's the boss of the poachers.
How do you know?
I saw him from the helicopter.
But I thought you said they were all captured by the army.
He must have escaped. It's him all right.
He's the one who shot Dandy.
The poacher walks away.
Come on.
Nicholas throws his ice cream over his shoulder and goes after the poacher. Angela follows.
Come on, Ange. We can't lose him. Just stay back a bit.
What about Rachel and Dad? It's getting late.
We've got to follow him. He might lead us through the rest of the poachers. Come on.
There he is.
We can't let him know we're following him.
They run past performers and shop fronts. The poacher walks down a wide, cluttered back alley. Nicholas and Angela follow him, moving quickly from one hiding place to the next. As the man reaches a gated door, Nicholas and Angela hide behind some crates. Nicholas clamps his hand over Angela's mouth. The poacher stops and looks back at the empty alleyway. He starts walking warily back towards their hiding place. A cat steps out, and the poacher smiles.
Yeah, kitty. Come here again. Come here, who's a baby? Come here, who's a baby? That's right, come here, kitty, come.
The children cower fearfully.
Oi, where are you?
The poacher goes back to the gate.
Bussa, how you doing?
Roy goes through, and Bussa closes the gate.
You didn't need to do that. I wasn't going to scream or anything.
Just being careful.
Sorry.
Just don't do it again.
A sign on the wall.
Wild Buffalo Safari Company Limited.
This must be their headquarters.
When Dad gets them, they're dead meat.
Dad! Oh, boy, it's getting late.
Dad is going to kill us.
Nicholas and Angela run off. Matt's pacing anxiously at the hotel.
There you are. Where have you been? You're supposed to be here an hour ago.
I'm worried about you. Dad, you wouldn't believe what we saw. There's a sign in an alley and...
What? What won't I believe?
I made Nicholas take a walk with me around town, just to apologize to him for being so mean to him all the time.
You're right, I don't believe it.
It's true. Now me and Angela are good pals.
Well, that's great. I'm proud of you both.
Thank you, Father.
How nice. Well, dinner's waiting. Rachel, after you.
Go wash your hands. Hurry up.
You can let go of me now.
With pleasure.
Both children noticed Walton's lapel badge bears the letters WBS. Daytime. Matt and Rachel sit in the front of the helicopter and wave at Walton. Angela and Nicholas sit in the back and watch him uneasily. When he waves at them, they both wave back without smiling. The helicopter takes off, rotates around, and flies away. Walton holds his white hat in his hand and waves it. When the helicopter's flown away and the wind has died down, Walton puts the hat on and gets in the back of his car. An elephant flaps its ears as the helicopter flies overhead. At the camp.
They're here! Father! They're back!
Ngoy uses the radio.
Chi? Bangani?
Matt gets out of the helicopter and walks round to open Rachel's door.
There you go.
Oh, God.
Hi, Nicholas.
Hey, Daddy.
Get it right.
We're back.
Matt, I'm glad you're back. I wish I'd come back sooner.
What's happened?
We've been getting reports from the border along the river. Crossings, many unauthorized crossings.
What, poachers?
I'm afraid so many poachers.
Why so many?
Perhaps they fear that since you came with your helicopter, things might be difficult. So they're willing to risk everything in one big raid.
Get the helicopter topped off as fast as you can.
Bagomana! Isai Mafuta! Isai Mafuta!
What can I do?
I'm sure we can handle it. You better get back to the clinic.
Right.
She walks off.
Rachel. Rachel, wait. Thanks for coming with us. I had a great time.
Rachel raises her eyebrows. She steps forward, puts her hands to Matt's face, and kisses him on the lips.
Me too.
Rachel climbs up into her Jeep and looks back at Matt.
Careful.
She drives away.
Matt.
Yeah.
Matt, look. The poachers' camps will be well hidden in the brush, right? So if we follow the border along the river, we might find their boat.
Now, let's get this thing in gear.
Nicholas, keep an eye on the camp. We'll be back before dark.
What? Can I come?
Not this time, son.
Dad, there's something I need to tell you about Mr. Smith.
It'll have to wait till we get back.
It's important.
Not now, Nicholas.
Dad, it's really important.
Look, I'll talk to you in an hour.
Matt closes the helicopter door and starts up the engine. Nicholas and Isaac step back to watch as the rotor blades pick up speed. The helicopter takes off and flies away with its nose dipped towards the ground.
Why weren't you here last night?
Mr. Smythe, he got my dad to stay an extra day.
I don't trust that man.
I tried to warn Dad, but he wouldn't even listen to me.
Dandy's gone!
What?
Where?
I don't know where he is.
The three of them run back to the broken corral.
She must have broken loose during the night. I checked the spot myself. I don't know how she could have gotten loose.
Good thing your dad put that transmitter on Dandy's ear. That should tell us where she is.
I doubt it.
Dandy's transmitter. It came off her ear.
We've got to find her.
I promised my father. I promised him I'll stay here at the camp.
Isaac, please, we can't find her without you.
Please?
All right. I'll come. But it won't be easy. It's almost dark, and she can run very fast.
We've got to find her before the poachers do. Kitchen knapsacks, let's go.
A man watches the children run off. With the large golden sun setting in a pale pink sky, the helicopter returns to camp and gently touches down on the grass. Ngoy gets out first as one of the rangers runs up to him and hands him a piece of paper.
Doyantis! What's
the matter?
Nicholas and Angie have gone to look for Dandy. Nicholas left this for you.
Matt unfolds the note.
Isaac's gone with them.
It's good. You'll look after them both.
I don't like it. There's no sign of the poachers. Even their boats are hidden, but they're somewhere out there, and now so are the kids.
We'll never find them in the dark. Matt, Isaac knows the bush. They'll be safe.
It rains at night.
Dandy! Dandy!
I'm afraid we've lost her.
What do you mean? We followed her this far. What happened?
She may have walked along the bed of the stream and left no trace.
But we could follow the stream and pick up her trail.
No, it's raining. Best we stay here for the night.
We'll be all right. We'll take turns staying awake.
Well, I'll fix dinner.
Angela takes three apples out of her backpack.
Well, dinner's served.
A snake slithers up to her.
Cool.
Harmless.
That's awesome.
Isaac picks it up with a stick and lays it on a rock.
Sorry, I screamed.
You didn't scream. It was more of an exclamation.
I screamed.
Angela and Isaac both smile. Angela listens fearfully. She joins the others. Matt stands at the camp looking out. He turns and puts a stick on the fire.
Seems we have a visitor who wants to talk to us.
Do I know him?
Don't think so. He's not a good man. He was once a ranger, discharged for stealing.
What's his name?
Not sure. We know him best by his nickname, Chivanga, Scarface.
What do you want?
I have some information to sell.
What sort of information?
I landed with the poachers last night. We crossed the river from Zambia. They forced me to come as a guide, but I escaped.
How did you get here?
I ran, and then I walked.
It's a long walk.
Oh, very long.
And the information?
I know where the poachers have their camp and all their plans.
And you want to sell us this information?
Yes.
This man's not to be trusted.
I've risked my life to come over here.
So you say. First, give us the information. And if it is true, you get your reward.
And if I don't talk?
You'll be arrested as a poacher and sent to prison where you probably belong.
Scarface points at a map.
This is where the poachers are hiding.
And what's their plan?
To drive all the elephants they can find towards the river.
And to kill them.
Oh, yes.
Matt looks at Ngoy.
And I know.
Come on.
Come on.
A ranger drags Scarface away.
Still don't trust him.
Angela and Isaac sleep on the ground beside a campfire. Nicholas is sitting up.
Gotta stay awake, Nicholas. Gotta stay awake.
I'm awake! I'm awake!
Me too. What was that?
I don't know.
A lion. I'll go back to sleep.
A lion?
At the camp. Matt wakes up in the dark and lifts his head to listen. He looks out of the tent and listens. Matt gets up and hurries across the camp towards the helicopter. He turns on a torch and shines it on Scarface in the cockpit.
Hey! Hey, where do you think you're going?
Matt stops him. Scarface picks up a wrench.
You really don't want to be doing that, buddy.
Scarface attacks Matt, who knocks him down.
Told you.
The Rangers run over.
Fight's over.
How did he get away?
What happened?
Overpowered the guard. Is he badly hurt?
Quit.
When he wakes up, he'll provide me with some answers. And this time, I'll get the truth out of him. What was he doing here anyway?
Sabotaging the helicopter, I think. Oh, yeah.
The sun rises. A hippo wallows in water. A black and white bird with a large, curved yellow bill sits in a tree. Angela, Isaac, and Nicholas are asleep by the river. A shadow falls over Nicholas. It's the lead poacher, Roy.
Well, well. Haven't we met? That was a nice surprise. It's a boy from the helicopter. Knew our other little friends.
I know this one. He is the son of Ngoy, the chief ranger.
And she ran.
And who do we have here?
Get your hands off. Let me go.
There's a lovely little lady. How are we this morning?
You can't scare me. I know who you are. You're a friend of Mr. Walton Baden-Smythe. Mr. Smythe is a very close and personal friend of mine. If I were you, I'd leave us alone.
You would you?
That's right, I would. Walton would be very annoyed if I even as much as mentioned this little incident to him.
You hear that, guys? She might mention this little incident to Mr. Smythe.
Oh, dear!
He might spill his tea.
Stop making fun of her!
I might also mention that I saw you in Victoria Falls going into his office.
Roy looks alarmed.
What's this, Brett? I'll take care of Miss Muffet.
If you hurt her, I'll kill you!
Oh, you will? Oh, I'm terrified.
I'll come get you. Don't worry. I'll get you back, Angie.
Stop it! Let me go!
At the camp.
Matt!
Rachel, what's the matter?
What? You know Mr. Walton Bade and Smythe?
Sure, I know.
From time to time, on his instructions, we have sent animals from the orphanage overseas to reputable zoos or similar institutions.
Or so we thought. Take a look at this fax that arrived this morning. From the Council for the Protection of Wildlife.
Oh, no. What is it? The animals were sold to private companies. Some to be used for medical research, others to be shot by big game trophy hunters.
What about the money?
That all went to Mr. Smythe.
Far more than he ever donated to the clinic or the orphanage.
And that bastard paid for our weekend, for our hotel, for everything.
What happened to the helicopter?
It's been sabotaged.
We caught the guy. It was one of the poachers, a guy named Scarface.
Scarface?
That's his nickname. Do you know him?
There is a man who works for Mr. Smythe. His name is Scarface.
Nicholas and Isaac get free of their ropes.
Ready?
Ready.
Let's go. One, two.
They run at the two poachers and push them off the rocks into the water, then throw their guns in as well.
Jump on, Amos!
While the poachers climb out and up the rocks, a crocodile crawls down the bank into the water. Nicholas and Isaac run across the ground and hide behind a large rock.
Where'd they go?
I don't know.
Let's get back to the camp.
All right.
They watch the two poachers run off.
What now?
I told Angie I'd come get her. That's exactly what I'm gonna do.
First, we've gotta find her.
An elephant.
I don't believe it.
Nicholas and Isaac leave their hiding place and go to the baby elephant.
Hey, Dandy! We found you!
Hello, Dandy.
Hello.
If Dandy stopped running, that means there must be more elephants nearby.
Great. We could use a few friends. Wait, I've been here before.
Yeah, the river's just down here.
Right. This is the place your father brought us the first night we got here.
The grass is trampled by the feet of many elephants.
Isaac, won't the elephants be going down to the river to drink?
Yeah, they do that every night at sunset.
Who do you think's gonna be waiting for them when they do?
The poachers. There'll be a slaughter.
We're not gonna let that happen.
Angela's in a hut with boxes of ammunition and cans of fuel, trying to free her wrists behind her back. Isaac and Nicholas crawl to the edge of their rock and look down on the small camp. Roy takes a plate of food into the hut and unties one of Angela's hands.
This man is hungry. Get your whiff of that. Sorry, there's no fancy silverware for the lady today. Oh, and the finger bowls come later.
Why don't you just go to hell?
Careful. My sensitive ears.
Nicholas and Isaac lie on top of the rock above camp and watch the poachers.
We gotta do this.
She'll not look back.
My brother's coming for me, you creep.
Uh-oh. Eat your food.
Angela reluctantly looks at the plate. The two boys creep down under the rocks and look out at the camp from ground level. A poacher runs into camp.
We have spotted another lodger at the other side of the hill.
Excellent.
Roy runs off without tying Angela's hand.
Excellent. How many do you think they are?
100 or maybe 2.
Hold the lapa, come on!
Shall we go to toilet?
Angela holds her hands behind her back as the poachers run off. Nicholas and Isaac go to her hut.
Hey, Angie. How you doing?
Nicholas, how did you get here?
You run along. I'll catch up, okay? I don't like the thought of an empty gun. Right.
Hurry up. Someone's coming. Too late. Hide.
The poacher with the long, dark hair goes to Angela's hut.
Hello, little lady. Enjoying your lunch?
That's terrible. Thank you very much.
He throws the plate of food aside, then opens the ammunition box it was sitting on and changes the magazine in his gun. He spots Isaac.
Well, what happened here?
Run!
Isaac! No! Let him go!
Go, run!
Where are you going to run to? Put your hands up where I can see them. Still feel like running? Answer me. Or do I make you dance?
Dandy bursts in through the back of the hut. Poacher falls over and his gun fires into the air. A flashback to when Dandy was shot by the same long-haired poacher. Dandy lifts her foot above the poacher's head as he lies on the ground.
No, no, please stop!
Dandy! Dandy, don't do it! Dandy!
Stop her, please!
Dandy, don't do it! Dandy, it's wrong!
Dandy nods her head back and forth with her foot on the poacher's face, her trunk curled back over her head. Angela watches anxiously as Dandy eventually moves her foot and steps back. Nicholas looks round.
Come on, let's get out of here.
Run, Dandy, run!
Dandy steps over the poacher, kicking him in the side of the head as she goes. The poacher scrambles to his feet and runs off. The three children run back to the rock above the camp and lie down.
I told them to come get me.
They should have believed you.
I know.
She ruffles Nicholas's hair. A small powerboat approaches the riverbank with Walton standing up in the front of it. When it reaches land, Walton steps out onto the bank and Roy runs up to him.
Greetings, Mr. Smythe.
Forget the pleasantries, I'm just here to protect my investment. This may be our last chance to make a killing, and I do mean a killing.
I've got 20 men ashore, all armed and trained for the job.
I've heard that story before. Remember, I only pay for results, and I pay you well, twice as much as anyone else.
Yes, and one-tenth of the amount that you get for the ivory in Hong Kong.
Yes, but that's my business. Your business is to deliver the goods.
See that strip of shoreline? A couple of hours' time, it'll be sunset. 100 thirsty elephants will come trooping down that hill. We'll be waiting. There'll be no escape.
Good. I hope you're right.
What about the American?
Oh, I wouldn't worry about him if I were you. Scarface has borrowed one or two parts from his helicopter.
There's one other small problem. Somebody saw me going into your office in Victoria Falls. I've got the witness.
You what?
The daughter of that damn helicopter pilot.
Walton walks back.
You're a fool. You're a bloody fool! No, never mind. There's no proof that I'm involved.
What about me?
That, my good friend, is your problem. Now, where's the girl?
She's back at the camp, under guard.
They've got plenty of guns, but all their ammunition is stored in that hut.
I have an idea.
Nicholas gets up and goes back down to the camp. He picks up a flaming torch lying on the ground and walks over towards the hut storing the ammo. Nicholas throws the torch into the hut and the side of the entrance catches fire. He runs back to the others on the rock above the camp and they watch the hut burn. The ammo explodes in the flames.
Let's call for reinforcements.
They go a little way down the other side of the rock and sit with their backs to it. Angela takes out the transmitter.
Does it work?
Let's find out.
She activates it.
See, Dandy, this is you.
At camp.
Chopper's operational again. Let's get going.
Engoy thinks he's onto something.
Got it. That's Dandy's transmitter.
The kids could be with her.
Let's go find out.
Matt, I'm coming with you.
Of course.
What's happening with the army?
Given them the whereabouts, but they're 20 miles off in the opposite direction, thanks to Starface tip.
Looks like we're all alone on this one.
Yep.
At the burning hut in the poacher's camp.
Hey, tell me, what happened?
I don't know. I was attacked by an elephant in the hut, and I lost my gun. I turned around, and the whole thing exploded.
What the hell's going on here?
You idiots! How did this happen?
It was an elephant.
A baby elephant.
It is bewitched.
Don't be ridiculous. How much ammo have we got left?
None. Say it's better we go back home.
It was all in the hut. I told them not to.
But it's not all gone. I can see some perfectly good cases in there. Well, don't just stand there. Get what's left out of the hut. Well, go on.
They walk towards it.
It's me.
Well, pardon me, ladies. I have to do it myself.
Roy walks up to the hut and stands in the doorway.
There's more than enough ammo to do the job. Come on, give me a hand.
He steps inside just as it explodes.
Come on!
The other two poachers run away. The children lie on their rock and watch. Then they stand up. At the river, Walton runs forward, taking out his gun.
What the hell's happened?
It's those kids. And the baby elephant. They blew up the ammo dump.
Oh, don't be stupid. They can't be to blame.
They killed Jordan. Save yourself. Get away.
The poacher runs to Walton's boat.
Get away from that boat!
Come with me if you like, man. I'm going.
Oh, no, you're not.
He shoots the ground.
I said get away from that boat. Now!
The children watch as Walton shoots the outboard engine. The poacher stops, putting up his hands. Then he suddenly turns and runs. Walton slowly raises his gun in both hands and shoots. He looks round and spots the children watching him.
You! You've ruined everything!
They turn to run, but Angela slips and rolls down the bank, landing on the ground in front of Walton. He smiles.
It's good to see you again, Angela.
Likewise, butt wipe.
Ah! No, you just come here, young lady. Time we went for a ride.
Nicholas and Isaac watch as Walton puts Angela over his shoulder and carries her off. In the helicopter.
That's Dandy's signal. She's straight ahead, Matt.
At the boat.
Get in and sit down.
Nicholas and Isaac spot the helicopter. They run down the slope to the riverbank as Walton speeds away in his boat with Angela beside him.
Over here! Hey! There's Nicholas and Isaac!
They wave their arms.
Where's Angie?
The boys run and point.
Looks like they're pointing at that boat!
Nicholas and Isaac stop at the river's edge and watch as Matt flies after Walton's boat.
Oh, God. Smite has her.
Looks like he's going to try and make it to Zambia.
We can't let that happen. Who knows what they'll do to her?
The boat's engine dies, and they stop in the middle of the river. Matt watches from the helicopter as Walton tries to restart the engine.
This way.
The boys run off. Walton pulls the starter rope.
Stop!
The boat's carried sideways along the river.
The current has it!
Here they come!
Angela stands up.
Sit down and stay down!
The boat's pulled along towards the edge of the waterfall. Everyone watches.
Damn, she's so close. So close!
Matt, look!
Nicholas signals.
He wants me to go down.
What are you doing?
That's what my son is telling me.
Matt swings the helicopter round so that it's in front of the boat and facing it. Up ahead, the water cascades down off the edge of Victoria Falls. Matt concentrates as he takes the helicopter right down to the water. Walton still trying to get the engine started, and Angela moves to the front of the boat. Angela jumps in and starts swimming for shore. Walton looks up at the helicopter and tries to start the engine again.
You can make it, Angie!
Swim, Angie, swim!
No, Angie!
White water tumbles over rocks. Angela's carried on the current.
You can do it!
Matt flies away from the stricken boat. Isaac runs downstream. Nicholas joins him. Walton still trying to start the engine when he looks round at how close the edge of the waterfall is. White water gushes down all along the wide black rock. Angela keeps swimming. Two crocodiles slide into the river.
Hang on to me.
Nicholas and Isaac step into the river. Standing by a log, Isaac holds Nicholas, who puts his hand out.
Nicholas! Hang on to me!
Angela swims to him.
Grab on to me!
He holds the log, and they lock hands. Isaac and Nicholas pull Angela to shore. A crocodile moves slowly through the water.
I got you!
The current carries Walton's boat towards the waterfall. Isaac and Nicholas get Angela to shore. She stands up and hugs Nicholas.
Thank you!
In the helicopter, Rachel, Matt, and Angoy smile with relief.
Thanks, Isaac.
The children look round and wave at the helicopter as it banks away. Foaming white water gushes down over black rocks, sending up a huge mist. Walton looks round as he approaches the edge. He and the boat go over and are quickly lost in a wall of tumbling white water. Mist rises up all along the high, narrow gorge. Matt brings the helicopter down on a patch of grass by the river. The three children run towards it. Matt, Angoy, and Rachel all get out.
Dad!
Angie.
Oh, Dad.
Angela and Matt hug.
Isaac.
Angoy hugs Isaac. Matt kisses Angela.
You're so brave.
You both were. You saved Angela's life.
You're a hero, Nicholas. A real hero.
I guess it's all about how you look at it.
Nicholas smiles and runs to hug Matt, who holds him tight.
I love you, Dad.
I'm so proud of you, son. Both of you.
Isaac smiles.
The bravest one is Angela.
Rachel, please call me Angie.
They hug.
Angie.
Rachel smiles at Matt. Dandy comes running across the grass towards them.
Look who's here!
Dandy!
The children go to her.
Hi, Dandy. How you doing?
Hi, Dandy.
Such a good one.
Matt and Rachel watch with their arms around each other. Matt and Angoy shake hands. While the children pet Dandy, Matt and Rachel look at each other and smile. In the early evening sun, Nicholas, Isaac, Angela, Matt, Rachel, and Angoy step onto a large flat rock and look out at the river below, where dozens of elephants are drinking or wandering around on the grass. Alice reaches out to Isaac and points down as the elephants make their way further into the river. The group stand on the rock and watch the elephants happily. Credits. Cast: Matt Robinson, Gregory Harrison, Rachel Thompson, Laurie Hallier, Nicholas Robinson, Cody Jones, Angela Robinson, Brooke Nevin, Isaac, Manyaradzi Kanaventi, Ngoy, Themba Ndaba, Walton, Simon McCorkendale. Owners and trainers of Dandy: Rory and Lindy Hensman. Unit Production Manager, Michael L. Gaines. First Assistant Director, Lee Tanchel. Second Assistant Director, Michael Davidson. Costume Designer, Philip Stapleberg. First Assistant A Camera, Trevor Brown. Second Assistant A Camera, Steve Wilson. Gaffer, Don Reed. Special Effects Supervisor, Roly Jansen. Special Effects Assistant, Grant Hulley. Assistant Editor, Todd Farrell. Key Makeup, Annie Bartles. Key Hairdresser, Clive Peterson. Wardrobe Assistant, Neil McMillan. Construction Foreman, Terrence Rodriguez. Construction Carpenter, Darlington Shania. Construction Assistants, Derek Tapamanei, Godfrey Zulu. Caterer, Susan Anderson. Extras Casting, Simon Shumba. Post-Production Supervisor, Tim King. Post-Accountant, B.E. Sharp. Editors, Dan Sexton, Dave Moffat. Dialogue editors, Joe Mancuso, Marvin Dennis. The producers wish to thank the Ministers of Information, Posts and Telecommunications of Zimbabwe. Additional music, Chipala Traditional Village, recorded in ultra stereo. Copyright 1998. This motion picture, Showtime Networks, Inc. This screenplay, Showtime Networks, Inc. Title: Running Wild. A presentation of Showtime Networks, Inc., a Viacom company.